been said a number of times in the past, but piracy in itself is a service problem. It's not a problem of, you know, blocking sites or trying to shut down or lock down the internet. How you actually defeat it is by making sure that users can access content in a simple way and also in a way that's efficient and easier than pirating movies or other things as well. I mean, if you look at movies today, I can either go to the store and buy a Blu-ray and hope that that version of the Blu-ray disc actually works in my Blu-ray player, and then after that, I have to actually sit through various menus, some commercials, some other things before I can actually get to my movie. Now, if that disc breaks, then I can't get a replacement. It's gone forever. Now, as opposed to if I were to pirate a movie, I download a movie, in 5 minutes it's done, I can watch it right there, it works on any device. So the reason why piracy is so prominent today is because it's a better experience than buying it legitimately. And because of that, I mean, people look to that, you know, piracy, like, hey, you know, I could deal with this, but it'd be such a hassle. Let's just download it instead. It'll be easier. And that's what a lot of people actually do with this. Now, it's been shown that if you actually change the way you go about distributing your movies or other copyrighted content, your piracy rates will drop tremendously. A great example of this is Valve Software. They're a video game company, and they primarily make sure that their games are accessible from any computer you want. You just basically log into your account. You can download the game and play it right there. And they also focus on lower prices and community involvement. And because of that, Valve Software not only is one of the largest video game distributors in the industry now, but also they have the lowest piracy rates out there. And that's simply because the service that they provide is so good that people don't want to pirate their stuff. It's easier just to buy it. So the reality of this is that piracy in itself is a service problem, and it can't be cured with legislation. What it can be cured by is changing your mentality on how you go about distributing the content that you produce. And that's where the MPAA and the RIAA are falling short. They simply don't understand that.